You're from Sources. So that's typically correct. What do you guys do there? Because I'm fairly new to Surrey, so I'm not familiar with your company at all.
Yeah, so Sources is a multi-sector agency that provides social services throughout the province of BC. So primarily our services are centered in Surrey and White Rock, but we also provide services on Vancouver Island and in the north.
Nice. And you're a nonprofit organization, I'm guessing?
Yes, we're a charitable nonprofit organization.
So who is your target demographic that you're reaching out to then?
So in the trauma counseling program, which is the group that's described in the press release, we are trying to reach women who are impacted by interpersonal violence. So that includes someone who may have experienced a sexual assault, someone who may have historical abuse in their life, or someone who is in a violent relationship.
So when you say sexual abuse, it could be someone that's not being abused right now, but they've got post-traumatic, they're having trouble functioning in life because of the past abuse?
Yeah, so there may have been historic abuse in their life through their family of origin, or could have been like, through somebody else who they had contact with in their earlier life, but yeah. It happened in the past. So
have you found over the last, what has it been now, 5 months since COVID started, have you found that there's been more of a need for you guys helping women right now?
Absolutely. The need has increased by about 10%, according to our statistics. And what that means, it's not only that the need has gone up, but the needs of the women in these situations have also been dramatically changed. Because imagine being with an abusive partner, experiencing violence in that relationship, and now you're in a lockdown situation where it's very difficult for you to go anywhere else, do anything else, or get the kinds of supports you might need.
Yeah, it's tough during regular times, never mind during a pandemic when everything's closed and you must be a lot more isolated. And then I would imagine with a self-isolation, then your abuser's home with you.
Absolutely. And in a lot of cases, that's the case. Or you may have your abuser home or potentially children at home with you as well because of, childcare being impacted by the pandemic. So, yeah, just kind of like all of these layers to people getting support.
And that's definitely, layers is probably a very good word for it because, on normal circumstances, maybe the abuser goes to work or they leave for a few hours a day. The kids go, so you have some time, to get out and talk to someone, to have those interpersonal relationships that are healthy in your life, or even just a break, a bit of repair time for yourself before things happen again. And with them there all the time, there's no room for you to help yourself at all.
Yeah, that's true. And, one of the advantages of women being able to access technology or phone support is that, they can maybe get out of the house for a short amount of time. So we've had many women who've reached out to us from their vehicles by going to a local park, by finding a place that's safe in the community where they can reach out to us.
And that's the tough thing, too, because a lot of times when you're living with an abuser, they love to have control of the finances, control of the house, control of the bills, the technology. So it takes all those, resources away from women so they can't reach out, because essentially that's what your abuser wants, is you to be alone and isolated. So what are you guys doing to help them reach out and stay in technology and have those things that are theirs and not being controlled?
Well, this wonderful opportunity arose through our partners at Eva BC to access cell phones and distribute those to the women that we're serving. And that has been so helpful in connecting people with the necessary supports, because about 1 in 4 women in BC is impacted by interpersonal violence. And for those who are Indigenous, it's about 3 times the rate. So as well as people with disabilities. So having some way of connecting, whether that's through laptop access or a telephone, has just made such a huge difference.
Oh, it's so nice. And connecting with the right people is the most important thing. 1 in 4, that's a huge number. Like, I would enter any lottery that was 1 in 4.
Exactly.
You know, any lottery, anything. Yeah. You want $100? For sure. The chances are 1 in 4, you know? Yeah. So when you look at it that way, that's terrifying that you could be walking down the street past 4 women and one of them is in an abusive relationship.
Absolutely. And the most important thing for those women to know is you're not alone. And mm-hmm. there are services and supports that are available to you. And you have the power to say the story does not need to end in a negative way. You can reach out, get that support.
Yeah, there is a positive future ahead. Absolutely. For them. So how are you handling counseling sessions and things with the, you know, not being able to come in and masks, social distancing? What did you guys do differently there to get them to be able to see them face to face and have that connection instead of the counseling that they were used to?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And, you know, we were fortunately already planning to do some online support for women that had childcare issues. So we were preparing already to do virtual outreach through, you know, technology that you can see the person face to face, have a video conference with them. We were already preparing for that. So we've been able to do that. And more recently, since we've been able to see people in person, we've also been doing walk and talk sessions. So that's basically like finding a confidential place where you can just go for a walk and talk, socially distanced, of course, and have the opportunity to see people in person.
I love that. Walk and talk. That's so great. Because you're getting outside, you're doing something positive, and of course, being just out in the fresh air, having a walk is good for your mental stability, as well as having someone there. And you just look like two ladies having a walk.
Exactly.
It's, and, you know, you're not hiding somewhere that feels bad for the person, because I think having that, they're already feeling pretty down about themselves, I would imagine. So going to some dark corner to have a chat in a coffee shop, you're going to feel like, okay, now I feel bad about myself still, right?
Of course. And we also need to consider the confidentiality of the people that we're serving. And so this is a way to, you know, like go for a wander on the beach or go to a park and find a nice location under a tree or just go for a lovely walk. So, and, you know, just have a plan as people walk by that you're going to talk about the weather or do something else.
Right? Yeah, that's exactly it. No, I mean, that's how it sounds. It sounds kind of funny to someone that's never been in that situation, but that plan of it's okay if someone walks by, we talk about the weather. That's important to the person that's been abused because they're sharing things that are details in their life that are painful and scary.
Absolutely.
You know, so knowing that someone understands that and can take that pressure off of them by understanding that, hey, the weather's important right now for 1 second, that's got to make it so much easier for you to get the information you need to get out of them to be able to help them.
Absolutely. And then, you know, finally, we also do see people in the office where we can socially distance and, you know, wear masks and be safe. Mm-hmm. But of course, if people have experience, depending on the type of experience they've had, they may or may not be open to wearing a mask, and that can be problematic in terms of accessing services as well, and just even just being out in the community.
I think masks for, you know, people in situations where they've had trauma and abuse, a mask might be a terrifying thing because you can't read the person's face. You can't tell, are they smiling at me or are they angry? So your fight or flight's going to be, you know, maxed out, I would think, all the time.
Absolutely. And, you know, you may have experienced a situation where, you know, a hand was held to your mouth, or maybe mm-hmm. there's other reasons why that, you know, you can't tolerate a mask. So this is where that compassion for others is so important. And, you know, understanding that not everyone has the same experience that we may have had in their lives, and just approaching from a space of curiosity as opposed to judgment.
Absolutely. And having that full understanding, because I hadn't thought about that trauma and masks right until we were having this conversation, and it kind of hit me like, hey, wait, there's another reason why people might be afraid of that. So yeah, that's great information that we could use. So if people need to get a hold of you or they want to look into getting a cell phone, how do they go about reaching sources?
Yeah, so they can call us at this number, 604-541-4827, and that will connect them directly to one of our counseling team members, and they can arrange to come in for an initial interview, or we can even talk with them on the phone about additional supports that might be available to them while they wait for that appointment.
That is so awesome, Deidre. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
I just really think that, you know, this is much more common in our communities, and phones and technology are just a lifeline for survivors right now. And just a reminder that you're not alone out there. There are supports and services out there, and reach out.
Yeah, that is the biggest thing, is knowing that you do have help. And there is a future outside of where you're living right now, and it can seem scary and you can get stuck there, but there is a line that they have to cross, and it might be difficult, but with you guys there, they've got the help to kind of get over that and lead a happy life eventually.
Absolutely. This is not the end of the story. This is the beginning of the story in so many ways.